You're listening to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. The reason we exist is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. We want to empower and increase confidence in musicians, singers, and artists to produce effectual worship unto God. Worshipers first, musicians second. Our hope is this will be a blessing to you today. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Announcing God's presence is what we exist to do and to share. We exist. I want to just cover a couple of things. Merry Christmas. Christmas is coming up. I'm excited for 2024. I'm excited for right now. God is moving and God is doing lots of things. We exist to equip and activate and revive and sending kingdom worshipers to impact their church, musicians and singers, to gain a deeper understanding about why we worship. We worship sometimes only because we worship the music. Okay, I'll pause there for a second. The music and not worship the one we're worshiping, the King, the glory. And so we would do everything we can to deliver our best content in every summit and in every workshop. So, get a hold of your Bible, read your Bible, enjoy it, take some notes. And on the description is the link to the Bandcamp, to all the music and all the workshops and the lessons and the teaching for the Worshiping Musician School and the summits and the workshops. Couple of them that are missing, I'll be posting them up pretty soon here. I have to do some editing on them, But, thank you very much for the support. Real thankful for this year and what the Lord is doing and what he's going to do. And you know what? God's not through. In Habakkuk 2, it reads that the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. That's interesting right there. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it would speak and it will not lie. Though it may tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So in other words, if God's giving you a vision, you got to stick with it. You got to stay with it. There's going to be times where nothing seems to be happening or you're not feeling nothing. And I get it sometimes. It happens. So I want you to partner with us to establish kingdom worship, worshipers and kingdom worship. And there's three ways that you can help us. I just want to talk to you about a few things here, because in Habakkuk, it is very clear that every assignment needs clarity, right? So the vision for the Worshiping Musician School is to establish a kingdom of worshipers. Every assignment needs people to accomplish it. And it's very difficult to run a ministry without the helps of others. So we need each other. And I ask you to partner, that God has assigned you to come alongside with us. So there's no pressure. I'm not, if you want to help us financially, that would be great. You want to partner with us in purchasing our books or courses, donate, to that. Everything's on the Bandcamp, t-shirts, come to the summits and help us with setting up, things like that. There's a lot that's still yet to come. Every vision has its season where it appears that sometimes nothing might happen. But God's timing is accurate and it will come at a specific time. Every vision must speak. The word needs a blast of wind, the Holy Spirit to go forth with what God has given us. So we're requesting for partners to help us in prayer, also financially, here are some particular things to strengthen the body of Christ. That's the reason why we exist. Over my 20 years of experience with ministry and music and church, biblical understanding of worship as to strengthen the body of Christ corporately, it's important that we understand and have this intimate relationship and unwavering trust in the Lord, and to expand and the administration of the of the school. You know, excuse me, we want to be able to produce high quality videos, recordings, interviews, in podcasting, at the summit, at the workshop. So there's a lot that we still need to do. You know, eventually we wanna have a part-time staff members to come to the worshiping musician contact, okay, connect, because we need help with that. We really do. So we want to be able to reach the third world. I've been invited to go to certain places in London, Brazil, Chile, Mexico. So I'm going to put the description on there onto where you could partner with us. So the school of worship courses, you know, will be available to churches. We want them to be available to them. You know what I mean? So we also, the last thing is, we want to be able to bring songs of heaven, and that we love some feedback on songs that we can do for the Lord. So I just want you to know that, hey, God is faithful. God is loving. God is not a man that he shall lie. I want to cover with you a couple of just things here, that the words of sound and motion and rhythm, you know, the word says yada, which means to receive or worship or to give thanks in praise, to lift the hands in praise. So it's important that we understand yada and what it is that the Lord wants to do. You know what I mean? So it's important that we understand the understanding of it, because we tend to not understand what it is that the Lord wants to do. Yada is mentioned in the Bible, and well, in about 929 times. So it's important, and I'm going to give you a reference for that, because a lot of times we don't understand yada in the Bible, and so we have to go to see what it is that the Lord is saying in yada, because it is Psalms 107, verse 15. Oh, that men who praise, in other words, yada, the Lord, for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalms 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. That's yada. And so it's important that we know what it is to yada the Lord. It means to give him all the thanks and to give it to him. So anyway, I just went to a little Bible study real quick. I'm sorry. But anyway, it was just in my spirit, you know, and in my mind. So, you know, the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So what we think in our heart that lines up, it comes out of our mouth. Okay? So he is orchestrating worship and learning about worship and partner with worship with him, to him. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for this year, 2023. We had a lot of highs and we had lows. They go together. Highs and lows, they go together. You know, the sound wave is a sound that waves. If you see the spectrum of a sound when it's recorded, there's waves and it goes, they go up and down. And it's interesting that they go up and down because it's a wave. So the wave of what's going on in the flow okay? In the spirit of what God's doing, there's some things that sometimes we're up and then sometimes we're down. But that doesn't mean that God's not in it. It will not tarry. So just know that the Lord is faithful and the Lord is wonderful and the Lord is gracious to all that we do for his glory. Amen. So we exist to announce God's presence. So pray for us. We're going to have a course boasting about the practice of Silaim. If you want to know more about that, you'll see in the description where you could purchase the book on Amazon. Get your copy so you could be ready. And so I just want to say thank you. God bless you. We love you here from the School of the Worshiping Musician. I hope that it's been a blessing to you and a blessing to many others. We look forward to 2024. I believe it's going to be the awakening of the Levites, the awakening of the psalmists. And so thank you. I'm going to pull some more information that's going to come up about some things that you could participate with us with that, okay? So partner with us, subscribe, go to the website, subscribe to the website so you could get all the updates from us, okay? So God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We love you in Jesus' name. So my prayer for 2024, Lord, raise up Levites, raise up prophets, raise up priests for your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing this by your spirit. We're trusting you. We're loving you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, go forth in what God is giving you. You matter to the Lord. God has plans for you. We give you this to you in Jesus' mighty name. We'll see you next year. God bless you. Bye-bye.